Do you EVO?
Thank you, Tony. In fact, I do. We're going to chat with CEO at Compass Care, Dr. James Harden, about the fact that abortion pills could soon be in nationwide pharmacy chains. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Vaughn. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. This really bothers me a lot. One of my grandsons is in a very serious relationship with an absolutely gorgeous little girl who does not share our Catholic faith, so we had a sit-down meeting about what would happen if there's a whoopsie. Yeah. And there's this option is off the table, literally. So, you know, these are things that, these are conversations that need to be had, don't you think?
Exactly. These are the conversations that are not being had. And this is why I think America is so vulnerable to abortion right now. You know, these, especially chemical abortions, 60% of all abortions right now are chemical abortion. And, you know, we would have a much less kind of abortion vulnerable population if, you know, the older generation was talking to the younger generation and saying, hey, look, we have standards here. We're going to support, you know, we're going to support our fellow human beings, whether they're, you know, in the womb or they're on their deathbed. We don't abandon humanity. We're the crown of creation. It's an honor to take care of each other.
Right. And you know, somebody just said if you're Catholic, they shouldn't be having sex. They're teenagers. I can't follow them everywhere they go. And they're teenagers. So they know right from wrong. They just don't always choose it. That's why abortion pills are a problem. Because
yes, they are.
It's a bad idea to have them this available. I'm sorry. It just is.
Well, and here's the thing. A year ago, the FDA had a special kind of expert advisory panel to determine whether or not they should put O-pill, which is an over the, you know, O-pill basically is a hormonal contraception, over the counter, okay? And so they stacked this expert advisory panel a year ago in July with these abortion activist types. And they said, oh yes, we need the O-pill over the counter. We're going to ignore the science that it causes cervical cancer and liver cancer, and we're going to ignore the science that basically we actually haven't done any science on the reproductive toxicology on developing reproductive systems in girls. But we're going to ignore all that because mifepristone, the chemical abortion drug, might be taken off the market by the Supreme Court. They're about to hear oral arguments in 2 weeks. And so we're going to put the O-pill out there because chemical abortion is taken off the market. How are women going to get, you know, their abortions? So they're tacitly admitting that chemical abortion was being used as contraception. But beyond that, now we've got, you know, some whack job lawyers at Walgreens and CVS that think, hey, 2 weeks ahead of when the Supreme Court's going to hear oral arguments on this very dangerous drug, why don't we put it up for sale? Why don't we dispense it through all of our pharmacies, and make all of our pharmacies on the street corners across America abortion clinics? How does that make any sense?
Why did the FDA say they could sell them in the first place?
the chemical abortion drugs?
Yeah. Where is all of the study that shows that these are not harmful to young women who want to have kids in the future or to women who just are any age who might want to have children in the future? I want to see the studies where this isn't harmful to their ability to reproduce later on in life, or that it won't affect other organs or whatever the case may be. I know for sure it's killing one person, but what's it going to do to the other one?
Well, that's just it. There are no studies for safety and efficacy on this drug. What we know is the FDA, when they first put it on the market for sale, after ignoring their own safety and efficacy protocols, they put it on the market in the Clinton administration's FDA era in the year 2000. The Biden administration comes along and looks to deregulate it absolutely and totally, ignoring the reality that 1 in 10 women who start the chemical abortion drug process wind up in the emergency room. And these online chemical abortion purveyors, which is illegal, by the way, according to the Comstock Act, you can't send these drugs in the mail, but it's happening every day. And Attorney General Merrick Garland's ignoring the law, treating it like a legal buffet based on a political narrative. So, you know, we've got a very dangerous situation where the Biden administration is using essentially women and babies for the promotion of his political agenda.
Yeah.
So, you know, the FDA is in trouble. And I think they've been compromised, they've been politicized, and the Supreme Court is going to hear oral arguments about this particular drug. I hope and pray that the Supreme Court takes it off the market, tells the FDA to go back to the drawing board. But the abortion industry is losing their mind over this right now. Their collective hive mind is going crazy because they know that if mifepristone, the chemical abortion drug, goes through the FDA's kind of gold standard for safety and efficacy, it'll never make it. It's just that dangerous. That's why it's called, it's been dubbed the chemical coat hanger.
This just is so upsetting on so many different levels. For the person who emailed me and said abortion should be legal, it is in some states. It just isn't a federal thing anymore. Roe v. Wade was overturned. The states get to decide. Stop sending me these emails. It shows your stupidity. Okay? So when it comes right down to it, it is, at this point, a personal choice in certain states. Some states you can't have them. We've got some people who are crossing state lines with minors to get abortions. If it's a parent, that's one thing. If it's a, if it's someone who has no business with their nose in the situation, that's another thing as far as legality goes. But moral wise, it's murder, and it's just that simple. Anybody who thinks otherwise is entitled to their opinion, but these are just facts when it comes to biblical reasoning. So I know you at Compass Care, you fight to stop these sorts of things. You help with pregnancy centers. You do whatever you can to help the people who have the babies after the fact, which is kind of a misnomer that the left likes to say, oh, y'all don't care about the babies once they're born. Are you kidding me? My taxes are super high because we care about taking care of babies after they're born.
That's right. We do. In fact, you know, we've got to give women a vision of their future after having had a child.
Yeah.
The reason why women have abortions is because they feel like they can't do it. They're stuck and trapped. They need to have an abortion. And so we've got to help them with childcare and medical care and, you know, continuing their career or their education or what have you. And that takes a lot of investment, a lot of coordination, a lot of sacrifice. And we're willing to do that, but the abortion industry is not. They're not. Abortion represents abandonment. Everybody knows that. A woman has abortion because she feels alone. And so that's why there's one of the reasons they're so scared of pregnancy centers, pro-life pregnancy centers, because we truly care. We actually provide women with ethical medical care and comprehensive community support for free. And of course, you know, the abortion industry can't compete with care.
Well, and somebody just said religious zealots are another reason people get abortions, because of the stigma attached to having that. It's not 1960, honey. Okay? We get that these things happen. That's why there are so many pregnancy centers now. And mifepristone, I can't even say the word, is the chemical coat hanger. As Jim said, it is not okay to put these chemicals in your body. Those babies feel pain when you're killing them, and you may feel a lot of pain afterwards, and you're going to expect everyone to feel sorry for you from the side effects that you get from taking these things, which can be many. It shows that there are a lot of things that can happen to you if you take these things.
Yes.
Do so willingly.
Sepsis, hemorrhaging, pelvic inflammatory disease, which causes internal scarring and future miscarriages and ectopic pregnancies. I mean, the whole thing is disastrous. And I'm wondering if they're going to tell these pharmacists at CVS and Walgreens, if they're going to, you know, encourage them to tell women the truth about these side effects, because the chemical abortion purveyors online don't. Will they tell women to lie to the ER docs when they go to the emergency room because of these drugs, that they're having a miscarriage? Because that's what the online abortion providers do. Like, hey, Jane, just tell them you're having a miscarriage. That's why we're seeing miscarriage inflation all across this country. Ugh. I mean, are they gonna be told to look for sex trafficking signs? Because the sex trafficking industry uses mifepristone, guaranteed to cover up the results of their sex trafficking crimes. I mean, this is all going on right now in America.
It makes me sick. And I mean, things are different than they used to be. We know more now. We know a lot more now than we did even 30 years ago. So I just wish everyone would pay more attention to what is actually happening when you take these drugs or when you go to an abortion center. I really wish the mental health aspect of this would be talked about more, which you do at Compass Care.
Me too. I mean, when a woman has an abortion, she increases her risk of a negative mental health diagnosis by 80%. 80, 80. I mean, women don't want to have abortions. In fact, a recent study came out saying that women that have had abortions, 70% felt coerced into getting one. Coerced. You know, I have a prediction. My prediction is that CVS and Walgreens are going to put this up on the market for sale, and the FDA is going to be told by the Supreme Court to go back to the drawing board and do their job. And then they're going to take it back off the market, and the Biden administration and all these pro-abortion Democrats in charge of the Biden administration right now are going to say, look, see, they're robbing women of their reproductive rights. Look how they're taking it away from them. That's a stump speech campaign point that they're using right now. And I think they're just going to use this. They're going to time it just right for the 2024 presidential election.
That's his prediction. You know, I had to explain what a plan B was to an 8-year-old because there are so many commercials running right now. And that was very unfortunate. It was kind of like the Janet Jackson Super Bowl thing when I had a 5-year-old sitting in my lap and screamed, "Boomy!" I was like, oh no, now I have to explain why that just happened. You know, there are all of these things, and children are watching, and they're waiting for your reaction. And the example that you give them, well, they are very, very, very young, is going to be pretty much what they shift towards as they get older. So make sure that conversation is had if it pops up into a subject line, and make sure you're very clear about what this is and what it does. Jim, where did they learn more about Compass Care?
Thank you. Well, to learn more, you can go to compasscarecommunity.com. That's compasscarecommunity.com.
Okay. Jim Harden, Dr. Jim Harden, thank you for being on the show, and let's hope this stuff doesn't stay on the shelf long.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.